This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
You can tell that before this happened, he's in the loop, right? That, hey man, this might go down, and he's sitting there going, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Like, just so excited, the kid in the candy store. When you have somebody like that, that unlocks all the different things that you would like to do. I mean, think about this for an offensive coordinator's perspective, right? Where you go, I'd love to be able to do X, Y, Z, P, D, Q, but my quarterback can barely execute a handoff, so we're going to keep it real simple. Right? That's just how we have to do it. Same thing applies to a defense where you go, I'd love to cover to call these exotic coverages. I'd love to call this, mad zone dog blitz quarters reverse rover. I can't because my one cornerback might be on an island against any receiver in the world, and it's probably going to be a touchdown like it was when I said, hey, that's going to be a touchdown when Jamar Chase beat, I think it was St. Juice Deep. Or maybe it was Hammer still. But the point is, like, you can now do more things. And for coaches, that's like the ultimate exciting thing, that gift that was given here yesterday.
Sandra still. Benjamin St. Juice gets enough flack.
You're right. He gets enough, Eric. That was Sandra still.
There's enough touchdowns he's given up to choose from. We don't need to add one to the pile against BSJ. But think about all the different ways that the Lattimore addition, if he's healthy and on the field, and he's not practicing today for the record, is going to impact this defense. We talked yesterday about the most primary and obvious, which is the ability to move all the other defenders down the depth chart. So St. Juice gets to take on twos, and then San Ristel plays his more natural position that he was actually drafted to play inside in the nickel, and Igbinoghene is an extra spare part bench guy who's a fourth corner. Like, everyone is now playing the role that you brought him in to play. The whole point when you acquired them was to play the role that they're about to, not the one that they've been playing, which was asking for a little bit more than you probably should, which is how when you stretch guys thin, your defense underperforms a little bit. So that was the number one influence of bringing him in. But then you think about actual, personnel groupings and things that they want to do and areas where they've struggled. They have had to play two high safeties, like cover two type looks, constantly because they don't really trust their cornerbacks. They also have played light boxes at a pretty startling rate. I mean, more than almost every team in the league, one of the higher light box rates in football, six or fewer, for Washington. Why is that? Well, I think it's a big, big tell that they don't trust their corners, that they have extra safety deep, that they've got a lot of either zone or guys dropping and basically trying to flood the secondary to try to eat up more space because they can't just put guys out on an island and let them run and cover in man. So what happens when you have a light 5-6 man box is you're going to give up a lot on the run.
Yep.
Right? You're going to give up the running game. And they have over and over and over again. We've talked about it. They're one of the worst defensive teams against the run statistically this season. It's been their biggest bugaboo. So even though it's not direct, Lattimore now allows you to probably play more single high safety looks, which means Jeremy Chinn comes down in the box, which means you can, I think, probably even expect to play more loaded boxes even if you're playing two high safeties, because rather than having to help St. Juste and Igbinoghene or and San Ristil, if they want to, until proven otherwise, they might just go into a game saying, we'll put Lattimore over there. You cover that guy. We're not worrying about you. And it's almost like spacing in basketball, Danny, where
yep.
you stand over there and shoot your shots, and now, like a penalty kill. Like, we're going to go 4-on-4 over here. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
No, totally.
And I think that's part of the plan here. So it's not just going to make their secondary better. That's obvious.
I think it's a sharp point.
It might actually make their run game better, even though they didn't add a defensive tackle.
I'm fully convinced of that. Again, the best case is to obviously have a world-ending defensive tackle. I don't know if that guy was available. This is the next best case that allows you to deploy your 11 players differently and maybe more efficiently. You can guess right now. I mean, the way I thought of it previously, and we talked about this a bunch, going more into it now, over the first 9 games, they've been just good enough to go, okay, we can try to take one thing away at a time. And against good offenses, you see the result. The Baltimore game is the microcosm of this. In the first half, it's not going to be Derrick Henry. Henry will not beat us. So, heavy boxes, stop the run. Zay Flowers, a million for a million. Okay, fine, we'll take that away. Derrick Henry, second half, ripped off a bunch of big runs. In general, they did okay, but for the most part, you knew it was inevitable that he was going to run through you. So, this now gives you a chance to say, we can bet that we can take something away. Previously, it was like, have you ever watched one of those boxing matches where one of the fighters has something that he's nursing? Whether it's like he bruised his rib cage or has a hand that's not working or got hit a certain way that he's uncomfortable, and he's guarding that. He's still trying to punch, still trying to fight, but he always has to be mindful. Like, I cannot get punched in that one spot because it's tender. That's what their corners were. That's what that secondary was. That's the tender spot where it's the thing that terrified me the most, and I was basically willing to make the bargain. Please, by all means, run it. Go for your 5 and your 7s and sometimes your 12 yards on first down, because I'm so terrified of having those kind of chunks more consistently with dudes on the outside. Enter Lattimore. Now you can account for that. You can also basically play 10-on-10, kind of that reverse of what good offenses can do with running games. When your quarterback can run, you play 11-on-11. You make the defense cover everybody. Now you can basically say, I'd rather have my 10-on-10 because I can sort of trust this one dude against somebody else on a lot of formations, a lot of plays.
Yeah, I just think if you're Dan Quinn, the amount of things you're able to do, the flexibility that's provided now, it's a godsend. Mm-hmm. And it's no wonder, not just as a head coach, his team got better. They're 7-2. They've got a chance to win meaningful playoff games, right? Meaningful football games in January this year. That's awesome. That's a feel-good moment for you, too, that the culture's changed enough, that you were endorsed enough by your boss, Adam Peters, yesterday, that he went and got you a reinforcement to try to make a run. But just as a defensive schemer with Joe Witt, who's mixing potions all week long and looking at the board and drawing X's and O's, I think that's a really fun thing for them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Speaking of Adam Peters, I mentioned his press conference. You'll hear clips of it coming up later this hour. We'll discuss some of what he had to say. But a couple things that stood out to me from his presser. First thing, when talking about Marshon Lattimore, he said that he didn't know and that Washington wasn't sure that he was going to be available. But he said basically that they had already done their homework on him just in case. One of his quotes that was really interesting, if you wait until you know, then usually it's too late. Meaning, if we didn't start doing our research and our homework on Lattimore until the Saints told us he's available in a trade, the other teams are way far ahead of us. We got too much that we've got to do at that point to prepare to make a trade. They were way ahead of the game. Sign of a really good front office. Now, I will also point out that it was not that much of a surprise that he was available. This guy's been at odds with the team dating back to the offseason. So I think most front offices, if they were in the market for a corner, would have had him on a list of guys to target pretty early on. But I did like that answer from Adam Peters in saying, just as an axiom, just as something to live by, if we wait until we know, it's too late. You got to work ahead. And they clearly did that, and they pounced. Supposedly, Baltimore was ahead of them, right? Supposedly, Kansas City was ahead of them when it came to the market for Lattimore. That's what we were hearing. I think San Francisco was interested. There were a few teams that we kept hearing were likely landing spots, and Washington, within an hour, was linked to him for the first time and then had the deal done. They obviously came on very strong.
Yeah, this is a bidding war. And normally, that's not prudent business to get into those kinds of things, but it's sort of, you know, whatever analogy you want to use, strike while the iron's hot or the opportunity is now. This is a unique circumstance. Again, if they were 5-4, you probably wouldn't make this move. I mean, maybe you do something around the edges. Maybe you try to improve them a little bit and say, hey, let's get the kids some experience, talking about Daniels. Sorry about it. You're 7-2. And it's you and Philadelphia going nose to nose in this division and for a chance to maybe host a couple of playoff games and then see what happens. Like, that's the opportunity here. So it all of a sudden becomes more worth it to you. Right? Like, if I go to a flea market or I go to some marketplace, someone's like, it's $38 for this thing. And I'm kind of like, I don't really need that, you know? But if I'm sitting there dying of thirst and the guy's got a lemonade, I'll win. I'll pay the price. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's to me what this was.
Sure.
It is it's A, putting everybody on notice that we're not just here for the ride anymore. B, it's a way to say this is now becoming more, desperation is not the right word, but I don't have a better word than that. This is we're not going to stand idly by and say that's not going to work for our long-term plan. We've still got a long-term plan. It's still very much on track, but we'll sacrifice a little bit more for the right now than we probably planned on 3, 4, 5 weeks ago.
The other thing that he said that I really liked, and maybe this was common sense, but to hear it from him was awesome, was he did go to the players with the Ohio State background that played with Lattimore and talk to him, to them about him. And I like that, right? So that's Terry McLaurin, that's Noah Brown, among them, a couple of veterans in this locker room. And he said that he got some really good reports. Now, I don't know that necessarily, generally, when you're a really good football player and you were great at Ohio State, he was the 11th overall pick, when you're excellent in the NFL, a four-time Pro Bowler, they're going to have anything negative to say about you. But if you are a bad teammate, right, if they know what culture is being built, they understand this brotherhood thing that they're doing at this point. If they don't think he would fit, I'd like to think they'd be honest and say, listen, I appreciate you and respect you asking me, Adam, and I'm not sure if he's a DQ kind of guy. I don't know if we want him here. And they didn't do that. In fact, it sounds like they did the opposite, and they gave him the full-on endorsement and said, go get him. But the fact that he went to them and did that research, too, with players, it's another sign that this is an organization that is pro-player. And that's a really, really important thing. We've talked about them becoming a destination. We saw the Adam Schefter, if you want to call it a report, the water-carrying kind of fun thing that was awesome as a fan. I loved it and clapped like everyone else did. But where he said, you won't believe how many players want to play for Washington now. They are the cool team. Players are acknowledging that playing with Dan Quinn and Jaden Daniels and in this market that is a sleeping giant and where they're now in first place sounds a lot more appealing all of a sudden. Well, when you find out that the GM's interacting with guys on decisions, when you find out the way they treat players who get hurt, when you find out how cool the Halloween party they throw for the families are and all those things, that all matters to players around the league.
It does. Yeah, again, the multiple things motivate multiple players. It's not one universal thing. Right? Some guys are going, like Juan Soto in his free agency. He's going to the highest bidder. Ta-da. Like, that's the secret. Other guys will go, okay, who gives me the most the most years? Or who, you know, what city do I want to live in to raise my kids in? Other guys are going, I want to go to a winning situation. Of the dudes that are in that group, in that category, where there's buy-in, I don't have to deal with the riffraff or the nonsense or the extemporaneous stuff, this is now a place that you would want to go. if you're one of those dudes. And I don't begrudge anybody else wanting anything else. I mean, these are independent contractors with short shelf lives. I understand whatever motivates you. But if you now are part of that one group that goes, I want to go to a winning, positive environment, Washington is now one of those places. Scoff at it if you want to. I'm not. I'm welcoming it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.